Chasing You, 1. Voyeur, by Bente Clod. Narrated by Linda Elvira. This certainly is a boring table. Up against the wall. The menu on the front window is casting a shadow on my coffee and cake. People stop to read it, blocking my view. Well, I'll just have to make the best of it. Go back home and enjoy my Sunday in peace. Just like before. Gilbert and I used to come here every Sunday to compare their cream cakes to his. Gilbert, the pastry chef. His cakes were abundances of whipped cream, custard, chocolate, and icing. The mocha would cream under his whisk, the crystallized walnut crack like glass in your mouth. Gilbert's decorations were second to none. We loved to sit here, near the big front window, and watch people go by. Somebody outside stopping here now, right by my left hand, the one that's lifting a sweet, creamy spoonful. The waitresses are chattering away softly at the counter, like a radio playing in the background. They don't recognize me, even though I've come here with a gentleman escort every Sunday for ages. The couple at the next table, our favourite table, aren't aware of me either. Why does it feel like I'm being watched? Mary's right about slacks being practical. I appreciate them now that I can open a button discreetly. With a really feminine blouse, slacks are all right, I guess. But they have to be roomy. There's nothing worse than tight clothes. Mary smiles at me. Oh, Mum, do allow yourself some pleasure now. It's been 3 years since Daddy died. I don't know what she means. I have many pleasures. My plants on the windowsill, my wonderful home, my daily routine. It all makes me feel that we're still together, me and my Gilbert. If only I could sleep at night. That's quite an impressive coat standing there outside, studying the menu. White wool, magnificent quality, big, broad shoulders with a loose, swinging back panel, big collar, sheltering her from the cold March wind. You can just catch a glimpse of a silky red blouse with a blue fitted skirt under it. The face is hidden by the menu, but the hair is very smartly done. Chestnut brown. A heart-shaped gold earring is blinking in the earlobe that I can see from here. She's wearing gloves out there in the March chill, tight, golden suede gloves with long cuffs. Lord, look at me eat. Shameful and lovely. If only Mary knew. I don't deny myself a thing. Perhaps I'll even have another piece. Not a soul knows I'm here. I can be as outrageous as I like. A glass of cognac comes to mind. I'd love to have a cognac. But not alone. Cognac is meant to be sipped in good company, Gilbert always says. For heaven's sake, she's still out there. She must be a slow reader, dyslexic, or a foreigner. Or perhaps she has a thing about watching people eat eclairs. Perhaps she's watching every single bite I take. Maybe she thinks there's too much whipped cream. And there certainly is. But who cares what she thinks? I'm going to have another piece. I probably should offer her a bite, hold it up to her mouth as if she were a baby. That would get rid of her. Would she swallow the whole thing, cake, spoon and all? Maybe open her cherry red mouth and take a long lick with her tongue, and then take a whole mouthful with her eyes half closed, Oh, Lord, I am waxing lyrical. Now her one gloved hand is pushing her coat aside and arranging something on her blouse. Good Lord, what's she doing? She's unbuttoning a couple of buttons. She's undoing the whole blouse, pulling it aside with a forefinger so I can glimpse a breast. A very beautiful breast, Gilbert would have thought. Well, more than a glimpse. I've never seen the like. The couple sitting at the middle of the plate glass window only have eyes for each other, and the waitresses are chatting away there at the counter. I don't think that any of them see the woman out there, casting a shadow on my table, with one hand inside the depths of her coat. Now it looks as if she's playing with her nipple, the long gloved finger stroking it thoughtfully back and forth. This is disgusting. An expensively dressed woman putting her hand inside her blouse and exposing her bosom. To me, she must be a mental case. Wait, there's something on that breast. What can it be? A ring around the nipple. A ring with snakes on it, stretching in every direction. Like a sun. A gold sun. I can see it now. How is it attached? It must hurt.